Having a child facing a serious disease is stressful enough, but then add having to fight the insurance provider to cover their medications, and it's a real challenge. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says it happens more than you might think, especially for young patients with rare diseases. A family in Chester County is using their own experience to bring awareness to the issue. WHYY News' Nicole Leonard has their story.
Juliet Zangrilli is 13 years old. She's in the 7th grade. Before she got sick, she liked to spend time playing volleyball and lacrosse, hanging out with friends, going shopping, and being at school. But then everything changed in February of this year.
I've been trying to do schoolwork, but it's hard because I missed so much. I also have to take medicine in the morning and night.
When Juliet first got sick, a roller coaster of fevers, high blood pressure, a body rash, and other symptoms mystified experts at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Then her parents, Gus and Molly Zangrilli, got the diagnosis: hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis, or HLH for short. It's a rare genetic condition that causes white blood cells in the immune system to damage other healthy cells, and it is fatal without treatment. After a 6-week hospital stay, Molly says the care team finally found a combination of medications that worked to stabilize Juliet.
Her nightly fever stopped, her high heart rate decreased, and all of her inflammation markers came down precipitously, like very quickly, that it just was like, oh my God, this is working. Like, it's working, she can go home.
And Juliet did go home to Paoli to wait until she could get a bone marrow transplant that could cure her condition. It's a lot for any 13-year-old to process.
I've tried to explain this to my friends as unconfusing as possible. They understand and are really sad about it, but they've been supporting me and checking up on me.
But the Zangrillis and CHOP's care team ran into another problem. One of the medications that is helping to keep Juliet stable is an oral drug called ruxolitinib. It's FDA approved to treat some cancers and graft versus host disease in transplant recipients. But the drug is only in clinical trials to treat pediatric HLH. When Juliet left the hospital in inpatient care, the family's health insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, denied outpatient coverage of the expensive medication. Gus says this set his family up for another, different kind of fight to get the insurers to change their decision.
We spent full days on the phone, calling it, you know, the number on the back of the card, talking to like 9 people who didn't know who we were, still not hearing back.
The other treatment options covered by their insurance are limited and require trips to the hospital and IV infusions. One involves chemotherapy drugs and can have short and long-term health effects.
It seems insane. As a parent, it's like you just like want to like scream. Like how is this possibly happening? It just feels just so cruel.
This scenario is all too familiar to the health providers at CHOP, who see some of the most complex and rare pediatric diseases and illnesses in the country. Many rely on experimental treatments or medications, which insurance companies are often reluctant to pay for, says rheumatologist Dr. Scott Canna.
The level of sophistication that is necessary just to kind of understand what the disease is and what the state-of-the-art treatments are is so far beyond what a insurer's authorization, you know, review process is capable of handling that it just falls through the cracks and becomes sort of a series of ridiculous conversations.
Canna is one of Juliet's doctors overseeing her medical care. He and his team have spent hours on the phone with insurers justifying their use of ruxolitinib. A spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois says the company does not comment on individual claims and situations, but in general, with some of their plans, decisions to authorize or deny benefits are dictated by the employers, not the insurance company. NYU bioethicist Art Kaplan says in the bigger picture of things, there's no good solution in sight for these rare disease cases.
The system has not yet decided who's going to pay for experimental cutting-edge interventions that may or may not work, but they're the best chance that some individual may have.
Kaplan says having checks and balances across the system to keep costs low for everyone isn't inherently a bad thing. But the current process of prior authorization and using medical reviewers who get paid by the insurance companies is flawed.
You are asking people who have the purse and the wallet and whose motivation for being there is to save the payer money to assess the appropriateness of a treatment prescribed by an expert who knows the particulars about the patient.
In the end, after several insurance denials, Gus Zangrilli and his employer came up with a short-term solution to cover Juliet's medication. It kept her stable enough to receive a bone marrow transplant on May 28th. She will spend about 3 more months in isolation while her body rebuilds an immune system. Molly Zangrilli says she wants their experience to bring more awareness to others of how insurance authorizations can affect care.
It just doesn't seem fair for families that are going through something that is so terrible to make it worse for a reason that's really hard to understand.
And for 13-year-old Juliet, she's just looking forward to a day when she can go back to school, see her friends, and get back to life as it was before. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.